Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the new Status of Forces Agreement recently signed with the nation of Afghanistan to keep American troops there for another 10 years. And also, we will look at American Marines returning to the Middle East, but we will not call them boots on the ground. The United States has been fighting in Afghanistan now for 13 years, and it finally signed a bilateral security agreement with that country, extending Washington's time there. Washington obviously wants to avoid the problems it now faces in Iraq when it could not reach an agreement there. The agreement will allow 9,800 American and 2,000 NATO troops to remain for 10 years after December 31st, when the current agreement ends. These troops are supposed to train and support Afghan security forces. U.S. Special Operations Forces are also permitted to conduct counterterrorism missions in the country. The U.S. will pay $12 billion in aid for the agreement. So the Afghan security forces are not adequately trained after 13 years and over 100,000 troops per year, but 9,800 will train them in 10 years. The agreement was not easy to obtain. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai refused to sign it because of the U.S. demand that its soldiers not be subject to Afghan courts. But the Afghans finally agreed. Both contenders to succeed Karzai pledged to support the agreement. But after the election, it took a month to decide who actually won. Secretary of State John Kerry served as mediator in 27 separate meetings between the two, and a power-sharing agreement was reached with Ashraf Ghani as president and Abdullah as CEO. The U.S. hopes that Afghanistan will not deteriorate, as did Iraq. The Afghan government, unlike the Iraqi government, seems to understand that it is weak and could not hold out against the Taliban without American help. However, the American military says that the Afghan army is not as far along as the Iraqi army was in 2011 when the Americans left. So what does that tell us? The Taliban are just waiting, just biding their time. Meanwhile, back in Iraq, does this Afghan agreement mean that the president has learned his lesson? Does it mean that he's now listening to all those people who told him what would happen if he completely left Iraq? Well, who knows? What happens, of course, is that the area returns to sectarian, religious, and ethnic fighting that has been ongoing for centuries and is interrupted periodically by the rise of a strong leader, dictator, if you will. Then that dictator is overthrown by Washington's invasion, and chaos is unleashed again. As writer Rick Mayberry is fond of saying, there are only three forms of government: some form of tyranny, some form of liberty, or some form of chaos. End quote. Washington usually overthrows tyranny, replaces it with chaos, then calls it liberty. Chaos inevitably devolves back into tyranny, and the whole process starts over again. Much of the time we deal with people who have never had self-government, don't understand it, don't know what it is, and don't even want it. Anyway, the president sent 2,300 U.S. Marines, along with supporting aircraft and equipment, back to the Middle East. They will be based in Kuwait and are essentially a quick reaction force. We are told they do not count as boots on the ground, even though they are on the ground and they are wearing boots. I don't know. I'm serious, folks. They don't count because they have no specific role in Iraq or Syria, but are there as a special purpose force for contingencies. I wonder if any contingencies will ever arise in Iraq or Syria. We are directed to believe this nonsense because the government says so. But it is hard to see how the president or anyone who speaks for him can keep a straight face. Once again, it's who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Right now, I'm trusting my eyes. This quick reaction force for Middle East, quote, contingencies is very similar to the one set up for Africa a few years ago. That one is based in Moran, Spain, and as far as I know, it has never been deployed to Africa. The people in the embassy at Benghazi, Libya, begged for it, and General Carter Ham, commander of AFRICOM, ordered it to deploy anyway, but he was relieved and sent home, never to be heard from again. Well, Marines go where they are ordered to go, and they fight who they're ordered to fight. They gear up, they kill, and they die. Hopefully someone who has some idea can tell them and their families why they're doing it. Till next time, this is Daryl Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.